You may be seated. Little rainy Wednesday as we move towards Friday and fall break. Is that a good thing? We're almost there. Hey, got a quick announcement today, and I'm reading this. So, LaRue, as well as Campus Ministries, is hosting the movie, The Undocumented Experience. 6 o'clock tonight, Martha Miller, and it's a movie about learning what it's like to live in the U.S. as an undocumented person. If you can make it, 6 o'clock tonight, Martha Miller. Hey, as you know, throughout the semester, we invite different faculty and staff to come and share a little of their story here at Hope College. Well, we have our second person. Come on up, Schoonie. Thanks. Tim Schoonevelde. Who knows Tim Schoonevelde? Tim is in his second year as the athletic director here at Hope College. If you go to any athletic event, you'll see Tim. He lives at the DeVos Hall. He lives at the Van Andel, the different fields. Okay, forget it. I'm going to pray for Tim. I'm going to do that. But hey, Tim's got a good word to share. Pray with us. Lord, we bless you for our good brother Tim. Thank you for the good word that you've given to him to share with us as a body today. Lord, give us open ears to hear and open hearts to receive what you want to say through Tim. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you welcome Tim Schoonevelde?
It's kind of you to clap before I start. I appreciate that. I did bring my wife along so that at least part of the talk today will be good, because she'll end it today. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm fairly humbled to be here, and I wanted to say to Trigg, he talked on Friday about walking his dog in the morning and praying and doing all that. When I get up in the morning, I take my dog out, and I just want it to go as fast as it can. I try to kick it a little bit, and but I did this week because of what he said. I actually have been looking at the stars, and they're pretty amazing. And it's been pretty spectacular for me to slow down and see that. So I did appreciate that, and I was listening, Trigg. In Hebrews 11, it's kind of the Heroes of Faith chapter, and God talks about by faith Abraham and Moses and Isaac and Joseph and Noah. And I'm always kind of struck by that, of sort of the Old Testament and our faith. And then if you keep going into chapter 12, verse 1, it says this: "Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." And if any of you were here last spring when Coach Van Wieren retired, he got up front here and he talked a little bit about being on who's on your cloud and who are the people that are on your cloud that are motivating you, inspiring you to make a difference in the world. I'm not Coach Van Wieren, but one of my goals in life is to change the world. And I know maybe some people here sort of laugh and they snicker and they say, change the world, you know, who is this guy? What's he talking about? But I'm never going to be the president. I'm never going to be a great doctor or a fantastic speaker. But I believe with all my heart that I can change the world. And I think you change the world one person at a time. And I think too often we think we have to be the president, or we think we have to be Abraham or the heroes of faith to change the world. And so I have a story with you. About 3 years ago, three young ladies from Burma, 14, 15, and 16 years old, were forced to flee their home because of unrest, and it wasn't safe. So as they fled through the night and they walked barefoot, with hardly anything with them. They had to leave their grandparents, their parents. They never knew when they were going to see them again. And they wound up in Malaysia. And they were in a refugee camp. And while they were there, they worked 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, putting bottle caps on, or bottle tops on. And they lived in an apartment, a one-bedroom apartment, with 10 or 12 people in it. And I can only imagine that their prayers to God at that time were, what's going on? What's your purpose? What's your plan? What do you have in store for us? And I don't think they had any idea, and I assume they were just in despair. And 18 months later, I sat in the back of a chapel, and I heard these three young ladies speak, and they had the biggest smiles on their face, and they talked about how God was so good, and how God had impacted their life, and how, while they missed their family back in Burma, they had a great American family who was touching their life and making a difference. And they talked about being joyful and being happy and loving life. And I sat in the back and I had tears in my eyes. And I just thought to myself, you know, I don't know what I can do, but I can help someone like that. And I went home and I talked to my wife. And I said, you know, these girls spoke in chapel. It was awesome. I said, we got an empty room. We can do that. We can make a difference. And I said, we can't go on a mission trip right now, but we can make a difference. And so we prayed a lot over the next few weeks about where God wanted us to go. And I know as we prayed, there was a 15-year-old from Guatemala who was going through unimaginable horror and trauma in her life. So much so that she had to flee Guatemala. She traveled for 7 days through Mexico. She paid a coyote over the border. He stole her money, so she just crossed over. She was arrested, put in a juvenile detention center, and said, I can't go back home, it's not safe. So while we were praying, that's what she was going through. And 8 months later, we picked up Erica, our new daughter. And she's 16 now, and she lives with us. And I don't share that story with you today in any way to focus on our family, because I think that God's called each of us certain things, and we're just here following God's. But I share that story with you to say never in a million years did three girls from Burma think that they could change the life of a 15-year-old from Guatemala. And they changed their life far more than I could ever imagine. Because you know what? I've seen the tears in Erica's eyes when she had a birthday cake for the first time ever. 16, birthday cake. I saw the joy in her eyes when she was on a boat for the first time. She'd never been on a boat. And not through us, but I know through God, her life will never be the same, because those three girls took a stand and walked on water and spoke in chapel, and it spoke to me. And I think, you know, the question Coach and Weirin asked was, you know, who's on your cloud? You know, who are the people that encourage you and motivate and inspire? But I think for me, the bigger question has always been, whose cloud are you guys on? And, you know, I know you sit here and we think we know everybody here, and we think we know what they're going through, and we think we know the struggles and all that kind of stuff. We have no idea. You know, and to give you an example, it took my wife and I 5 years to actually talk about certain things in our relationship, 5 years after we were married. And I'm convinced that we can change the world, because you change the world one person at a time. So when you look at the person next to you, when you walk across campus, a smile can turn someone's day around. An email to your professor, I'm testament to that. If I get an email from you, it means a lot. A text message can change the world of somebody forever. You don't have to speak in front of chapel, but you know, three young girls from Burma, they still to this day don't know the difference that they made. And I'm convinced that there's people all over this campus that are saying, where's God? Where are you? What's your purpose? What's your plan for me? And you know what God's plan is? It's right here. You're God's plan. You're the hands and feet of God to make a difference and transform this campus. And my prayer and my hope is that you step out, and that all across campus, this week, this day, this hour, this year, that lives are transformed because you stepped out to make a difference in the life of somebody. And all you got to do is love them. God, this is a place that transformed our lives, but you keep working in us. As I look out here at the young men and young women here, I just ask, God, that you give them the courage to step out, to not wait, to walk on water, to change the life of someone today. We know that you're here, God. We know that we're your hands and feet, and we just give it to you. We ask that you'll just bless it, God, and may through emails and texts and notes on the door and prayers and hugs that this place may be transformed so that your world may be changed forever. We give it to you in your name. Amen. Have a great day. Very good, Jeff.